Greetings, y'all. Be blessed. Today, I want to talk about the personality and transformation. Your personality is your personal reality. See, our personalities are not fixed. They're very flexible. And a lot of people feel like who they are is who they'll be forever. But truth be told, that is just not the truth. Who you will be in the future is not who you're going to be right now in this second. Who you were in the past is probably not who you are right now in this second. And that should be your biggest indicator that your personality is forever changing. It's flexible. Your personality changes throughout time because time is fluent and things and situations happen in our life that causes our personalities to have to adjust to those situations. When you think about your personality and you think of what you want your personality to be, you realize that you're kind of trapped in this comfort zone where you've been moving in a certain way or a certain way of thinking for so long. And you see who you want to be in the future, and it seems like it's impossible to get to that point because of the comfort zone that you've created for yourself. And one of the biggest things people struggle with is stepping outside of their comfort zone. And it's completely okay to do that. Step outside of your comfort zone. You have to be able to get used to seeing yourself in a different way. And my biggest issue is seeing myself in a different way. Sometimes the image that I've kind of created for myself over the past couple of years, I get so comfortable being in it. And I've been very to myself, not very public with anything. And I've gotten comfortable with that type of lifestyle. And I'm still in that lifestyle, don't get me wrong. But I also want to have a better future. And I know God put me on this planet to speak and do various things. And I say this because one of my biggest struggles on this planet has been to communicate, to speak to people. The devil has kept me in isolation for a very long time. He's given me, I'm not saying directly given me anxiety, but I know my anxiety had stemmed from the devil because God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I know that that's the truth. That's the word of God. Sometimes it's hard for us to step outside of the comfort zone, which is exactly what we need to do in order to transform. You have to challenge your self-image, which is who you are right now in this moment. When you unbecome your self-image and you see it from a different way or you see it in a different light, that's where you can reframe it and rework who you are right now in this current moment. I'm currently doing that myself by seeing myself as a more confident man, seeing myself as a child of God, because for a long time the devil told me I was a stoner and he told me I was going straight to hell, and I believed that. And then I realized that's just not the truth. God did not put me on this earth to go straight to hell. He did not. He put me on this world, in this world, to have a chance to choose him over the wilds of the devil. And a lot of us get caught in that cycle where our current personality and our current self-image makes us feel like we are not worthy of making it. And I'm not speaking for everyone, I'm just giving an example, because I know there's people who have already taken that step and transformed their lives and are moving in a better direction. But this is more for the people who are having or who are struggling to get to that next step. And now I want to talk about prayer and how it's really God that is ultimately going to be the one to transform someone. You can't do everything on your own, even if you think you can. You might get pretty far by yourself, but I'm telling you, you'll get a lot further with God. Prayer has been my best friend, not literally. Jesus Christ is my best friend, but prayer has been my close friend, because praying has helped me see myself in a better standing with God and with everyone in my life. I thought I was unworthy to be around certain people, and then I realized I'm worthy to be around certain people. And my personality, my current self-image or my past self-image would have me believe that I was not worthy to go anywhere. I was not worthy to go into a store because people may judge me based off of how I look. I was not worthy to do this or that just because of the image I had created for myself. Once you step outside of your comfort zone, you see that it's not as bad as you think. It does take some time to get used to not being in that comfort zone, but eventually you'll get the hang of it. Just how you've gotten comfortable in your current personality, you have to get comfortable in your new personality or who you want to be. Ways of becoming who you want to be. you have to see yourself as who you want to be already. You have to think it, believe it, and act upon that. When you see yourself doing all these good things in the future, you can do it right now. You don't have to wait for that new personality or whatever you want to call it to emerge, or how you want to be. You can just start doing it and believing that you are your new personality or who you want to be. You have to think about who you want to be and work towards it. That is the best way to obtain it. You have to be able to really stretch outside of your comfort zone again. And I say this because that's going to be kind of the key of this. Once you get out of your comfort zone, everything kind of is like you stretch, you're a little free. Ah, feels good, right? People will try to tell you who you are and push you back into your comfort zone. And they'll try it a lot because they don't want you to get outside of where they've put you or even where you've put yourself. You just got to kind of resist that and tell yourself who you are, because we know who we are. People do not. People cannot tell us who we are. Only we can tell us who we are. If we choose to believe what people tell us, then that's who we will become. But if we don't and we push back and we tell people, hey, no, I'm this. I've had a lot of people recently try to come at me and saying like, I see that you're changing, but you're not going to be able to change. I know you too well. Truth be told, they don't know me at all. They don't know me at all. I've had people who've only known me for a month and they think they know me. Well, guess what? I've lived here for a very long time. Well, not that long, but 21 years of things in life that you have no idea what I've been through. So you can't tell me you know me and you can't tell me I'm going to change, because guess what? God is the one that's going to change me at the end of the day. Just like for you, he will be the one to change you. You just have to kind of believe, trust, and do your own work in order to push yourself into who you want to be. You don't have to accept what people say. You really don't have to receive it. Imagine the best version of yourself and go for it. Act on it. Do it. Be it. That is the best way to become who you want to be in the future. I know this is kind of a short podcast, but I just want to come on here and help anyone who needed help with stepping outside of their selves, if you will, and getting to someone that they want to be in the future. And this is all meant for positivity, nothing to be negative or anything like that. I also want to leave you guys with a scripture, which is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. This means to trust. Trust in the Lord, rely on him, depend on him, lean not, meaning to not depend on your own native instincts, okay? Don't think of your own mind will lead you straight to hell, y'all. And I don't say that in a bad way, but I'm telling you this in a way as a warning, you know, because people play around with eternity. I've heard a lot of people say God isn't real. I've heard people say hell isn't real. I've even heard them say Satan isn't real. And that is the biggest trick that the devil has pulled on this world, is convincing people that he doesn't exist. You have to be able to acknowledge God in everything, which means have fellowship with God, be intimate with your relationship with God. You have to have devotion to him. And people are like, devotion to God? I'm not a slave. I'm not a servant. It's not about that. It's about doing the groundwork to better yourself, having an intimate relationship with God, which means you depend on him more than you depend on any person on this planet. And God will see you through any and everything. With that being said, y'all, I just want to leave you guys with that encouragement. Have a blessed day. I love you. God loves you. Peace and blessings to all of you.